Good.
Excellent. So let's start with, we're going to brainstorm some products here, and I think this will hopefully be a great example for just about everybody on this call. Obviously, the niche is different, but just this idea. So let's start with the writing the instruction manual. And I'm going to share with you something that I've just discovered recently. Okay, and of course, you know that I normally teach a 10 by 10 matrix, you know, create a bunch of topics and then create a bunch of subtopics and go from there. What I have recently begun doing in my business, and I'll tell you the reason for it, the genesis of it, is that at my stage of the business, it's pretty hard to come up with the time to create a new ebook. And obviously, I create audio products just like I instruct you folks to do. However, I have a need in my business for one more manual, and I'm really wanting to codify some of the things in my business for people. And for me to sit down and create a 100-page manual right now, just like for many of you, when you sit down to write an ebook, if you don't have the time and you're not using my 10 by 10 matrix, it can feel overwhelming and something I've put off for a while. And so what the discovery for me was, well, you know, I'm going to create a 10-page manual, and it just won't have all the details. And so this manual is just going to start out as a list of things to do. Okay, so it could literally even start out as one page. These are all the things that you might do or consider doing with your daughter to help her overcome reading disorder. It could literally start out as a one-page document that you could send out to your list free as just a free gift. You could convert it into a PDF. I mean, let me ask you this, Lynn. Would it be valuable to some of the people on your list if they were to receive in the email a one-page document with 18 steps on it that could possibly be useful in helping them in their process?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So that would be my opinion. The way that I'm showing you this would be to create a one-page document, and you could probably do that in an afternoon, right?
Yes.
Okay. You can send it out to your list as a gift. You can use it to create goodwill. Okay, but then what you can do is you've converted it to a PDF for your list, but you've still got your Word document. Now, one afternoon when you have time, you go in, and instead of having your 18 bullet points, okay, instead of having your 18 bullet points, now you're going to write some more information, whatever, a paragraph or two, to help go into deeper detail on each one of those 18 points, for example. And if you have, you know, a couple of three paragraphs a page, now you've got a 6 to 8 page document that goes into more detail. Now, you could use that as your giveaway for a list, right?
Right.
Okay, now what you can do, so now you've created two things. You created something you can give away as goodwill. You created a giveaway, which, of course, is goodwill as well. Okay, but now when you have time again, you can go back in and say, okay, now what I'm going to do, and this is not so much for you what I'm going to suggest next, but I'm going to give it because I want this to be complete. The next thing that you can do is you can go in and say, okay, now I'm going to turn this into from 6 to 8 pages of 18 paragraphs. I'm going to take each paragraph, and I'm going to thoroughly dissect this issue, and when I'm done, I'm going to have a complete manual. Can you see that?
Yes.
Can you see how this could be less daunting than just starting out to write a manual from front to back?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and not only will it allow you to be less daunting, but when you get done, you'll have several products. One 6 to 8 page guide, you'll have a 1-page quick bullet point guide, you'll have this complete manual, and there may even be an intermediate step. I mean, you may go through as you're creating this manual and find that one step took you 20 pages. Well, I mean, you could repurpose those 20 pages if you wanted to. You have the choice to be able to do that. And in fact, you can release it as a manual before you're even totally finished. So maybe you look at your 18 steps and you say there's four of them that are critical, the other 14 are maybes. You could do, you could fill out the four that are critical and send that out as your complete manual, but every time that you update it, you send the people that have already purchased your complete manual the update. So they're always getting your freshest updates. So they didn't get cheated out of anything by not getting all of it right up front, as long as you've covered the critical items. But when you get done, you'll have this complete manual, but people have been able to buy from you and learn from you and improve their lives from you and save their daughters through you over the process instead of waiting until you're completely finished. Do you like that?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to give one more suggestion to this. It's, I don't believe this is probably relevant for your niche, although it may be. I don't know. I don't think it is. But I want to give this because I want this to be a valuable teaching for everyone. What you folks can do, if you're interested, is when you create this 6 to 10 page guide, or even when it's only one page, if you have products, let's say you've got 18 bullets and you have a product that teaches bullet 3 and you have a product that teaches bullet 8, then you could just literally write underneath that bullet, by the way, if you want more detailed instruction on how to do this step, check this out, and it would have a link to your product. And bullet 8, same thing. If you want more information on doing step 8, here's a product. Or here's, check this out, and this will help you. And there's a sales page there. Can you see how, see where this is going? The next thing that you can do, okay, and again, this may not fit for your niche as well, but in the long run, when you create your 12 products, you could literally have one product for each bullet point, and you could send this out as a guide to your products. But you could position it as a step-by-step guide to what you need to do. Okay, so they learn what to do in the free material. They learn how to do it in the paid material. It follows that principle. Okay, now for those of you that have affiliate products or promote affiliate products, or you even could, okay, let's say you have 18 bullets. You have 18 steps. And let's say you have product that teaches bullet 3 and you have a product that teaches bullet 8, you can go find an affiliate product that teaches bullet 1, find an affiliate product that teaches bullet 2, find an affiliate product that teaches bullet 4. When you send this 18 bullet document out, okay, now if it's totally full of links, it needs to upgrade from being an 18 bullet document to what we talked about where you'd have 6 or 8 pages with a full paragraph on each bullet, okay? So this would now morph into your 6 to 8 page giveaway that would be loaded with links to things that will teach them what they need for that bullet. Now, keep in mind, if you can teach somebody the complete bullet in a paragraph, you don't need to recommend something for that bullet, okay? So obviously, please don't take me completely literally if I go through and indicate something for all 18 bullets. It's got to be relevant, and the what they read has to feel like it's valuable to them, okay? Another way that you can do this is with your 6 to 8 page document, you can go without any bullet point or without any links or maybe just one or two critical ones in the middle of it, but then at the end, you have a paragraph that says, you know, look, I hope that these last 8 pages have been valuable to you and that you've learned some useful things. However, I also have a couple of products that will help you explore this at a deeper level. If you're interested, check these out. Then you have a link to a couple of your products. Then underneath that, you could have a half of the page that says additional resources to help you out. And then you could have a list of additional resources, which may indeed be affiliate products. Lynn, can you see how this might even benefit you once you have multiple products?
Yes.
Okay, and then obviously others on the call, this will benefit you even faster for some people. Okay, so let's move on. So that's one product idea. Okay, now the next obviously is your audios. And when you get that, when you download that teaching, and I really believe it's the fourth now that I racked my mind again, I think we're farther into the month than I thought we were, okay? But you'll have complete instruction on how to create those audios. But my brainstorm here was, wow, you could do this instruction manual and do it the way that I'm teaching it. Then what you can do is you could create an all-complete audio series with one audio on each bullet. Now, the audio doesn't have to be a full hour. It could be a 10-minute audio on bullet one. Maybe bullet two needs 20 minutes. Maybe bullet three needs 30 minutes. Bullet four only needs 5 minutes. And so you create your download page with 18 audios that are as long as it takes to solve that particular problem. You know, you don't have to have an hour for a CD or an audio track. You only need exactly what people know. And that's one of the things that I've really been working on in my business. In my business is making everything I do more concise instead of trying to create a six-hour program that, frankly, might be half full of fluff, okay, simply because there's this goal of 6 hours. Instead, it's exactly what people need. It may only be 2.5 hours, but that's actually better for the client as long as it teaches them exactly what they need to know, because they can learn in 2.5 hours instead of 6 hours. And I've had a lot of results with that recently because people, you know, the age-old problem in information marketing is that people buy a 10-hour course. They listen to the first 2 hours. They think it's wonderful material, but never take action because they don't listen to all of it. But if you can chunk it down and give people exactly what they need as they need it, they can listen to what they need when they need it, and they can do it much more quickly. Okay, now, the next idea that I have for you, okay, and before I give you this, again, this is going to be an idea that's relevant for every single person on this phone call. Let me ask you this. How many topics related to your niche, to eating disorders, how many topics do you think you know enough information on that you could teach for 20 minutes?
Oh, there's probably a lot.
Okay.
Not sure I could put a number on it.
Could we say 10, it's at least 15 or 20? Oh, 10?
Yeah, 10, 15, 20, yeah.
10, 15, 20. Okay. Here's what I'm going to recommend that you do, okay? This will take you 2 hours a week to implement, and it's not going to make you any money right away. But this is going to pay off for you long run huge, okay? And you'll see it pay off. You'll just know when it's going to pay off, okay? Every single week, this is my encouragement, and this is what I used to do before I started charging for everything, okay? And occasionally I'll do a free call. But when I first started out, I did a lot of free calls. And one of the reasons for that is building relationship, but one of those reasons is creating content. Okay, now, if you were to offer a free one-hour call, teleseminar each week. Free. It's free. It's open to anybody, whether they bought or they haven't. Okay? You do a call just like what I'm doing, except it's not questions and answers. It is teaching. And it can be a 30-minute call if you want. It doesn't matter. And you'll create an outline. This is why I say it'll take you 2 hours, because it only takes you 1 hour to deliver a one-hour telecall, but it'll take you 5 minutes to set up the set up the actual recording, okay? And it'll take you 15, 20 minutes maybe to write out your outline for what you're going to teach on in those 20 minutes. And what I've found is if you create a 20-minute outline, it'll usually take you 40 minutes once you get going. You're excited about it. You know how it is. Sometimes you'll ask me a question that could be a 2-minute answer, and I lecture for 40 minutes. You can do that on these telecalls. Okay, then what you do, you don't have to do this next step, but I think that you can handle this. I know you can handle it, and it'll add to the call. Halfway through, open the call up for questions. Now, there's two things that happens when you open this free call up for questions. Number one, you really create rapport with the people on that call. And you will be surprised if you do this on a regular basis, especially if just once in the call, you don't have to sell it all, but just make an allusion to the fact that you help people personally. You will get phone calls and emails, people asking you for help. Now, it's up to you what you want to do with them. If you don't want to do any more one-on-one, that's fine. But you will have people that are reaching out, and they can buy your products, they can You can decide you want to work with somebody one-on-one, they have a special need, whatever. It's your choice. You're not doing anything to make it happen, but it will happen. You're going to build an incredible amount of rapport just by doing this free call. Now, you're not going to open it up 1,000 times through the call because you don't want the call to be dominated by questions. But you do want to open it up enough that people will ask you to clarify things. Because before you clarify things, sometimes your teachings are incomplete. But once people have a chance to ask questions, they ask the questions to clarify things. They're asking the same questions that other listeners would be asking if they bought it, for example. So you really want to open it up for questions. Okay, and you don't have to do it for long. You can take 2 to 3 questions in the middle, take 2 to 3 questions at the end, and be out of time. You don't have to talk to everybody. Now, what I used to do is I would talk to everybody. The reason that I would is because I found that if I talked to somebody, there's a good chance they were going to sign up for coaching next week. I just loved it. Do a free telecall and have a few new coaching clients the next week and do very little work to make it happen. For me, this is so much more than just a free telecall. It was about building relationships. Okay, but for you, this is just going to be about a free telecall, and you're going to record it. And the only stress, there's going to be no stress. You're just going to teach. It is what it is. If it's a horrible call, you just delete the recording and erase it from your mind, and hopefully somebody got something out of it, okay? The key here is if you do this for 48 weeks, okay, so 4 times a month for 12 months, if you do this for a year, the end of the year, 2 things will happen. Number one, you will have an incredible amount of rapport with your list, okay? Number two, you will have 48 hours of content. You can do anything you want with that content. You could create a coaching program out of it. You could create 4 12-hour teaching courses. You could create 48 one-hour programs that people can buy. You could do anything you want with them. But I encourage you not to worry about what you're going to do with them. Just start doing a free telecall with your list every week. Use that as your time to just give to your list to help them with their daughters. Can you see doing that and see how much value it would have to your clients each week?
Yes. I did do one of those at the very beginning when I started all of this, and what I found was that people were really hesitant in that group setting to ask questions. But I only did the one. So maybe it's something I just need to keep trying over and over to let them know that I'm doing it.
How many people did you have on the call?
I think I had 4, and Beverly was on the call, so she made 5.
Okay, how many people asked questions on that call? Asked at least one question.
Yeah. I had one question at the end.
Okay. That's actually about right for 4 people. If I do a call that has 30 people on it, I'm only going to have about 5 or 6 of them that'll ask any questions at all, and most of those 5 or 6 will only ask one question. And my niche is totally different than yours.
Right.
You know, not many people will participate. I mean, even think about this call, okay? Out of everybody that's on this call, how many will participate actively each week? You know, most of the time, most people on this call are learning from the questions that other people ask. I mean, obviously, it's open to anybody that has questions, but... And on this call, everybody's paying to be here, so they certainly can use that time, but they still don't. And you take a free group of people, and you get even fewer people that are going to ask questions. They're just going to listen. In fact, I can't even tell you how many times, countless times, that I have gotten on other people's telecalls, and I never ask a single question. Ever. But it doesn't mean I'm not interested. It doesn't mean that I haven't bought. And the key with this is not getting people to ask questions. The key with this is simply recording 1 hour of content for those people, because I guarantee that you made a change in those 4 people's lives. You don't know what kind of change unless somebody became a client. You changed every one of those lives somehow.
Well,
it may not have radically revolutionized their life, but every person walked away with something they could implement in their life.
Right. And do you think it's possible that because I only did it the one time, it's like they weren't seeing that this is a possibility in front of them over and over and over? I mean, they only had one opportunity, basically, to be on a call. So I guess what I'm saying is, even if I say I do 4 to 6 calls, are people more likely to jump on because they keep seeing that the opportunity is in front of them every week?
Okay, two things to say about that. Number one, you will get some repeat people that will be on the call every single week, okay? You'll also get some people that come on once and decide that you're not a good fit for them, and that's okay. But the purpose of this call is only to create content. It's not
okay
to worry about how many people are on the call. I don't care if zero people show up. Do the call. And at the end of 1 year, you'll have 48 hours of content.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sean.
That makes me feel better to just do the call, and even if nobody's on, just talk. Okay.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Sean.
I think I was stuck with, well, somebody has to be there.
No, they don't. I mean, there usually will be people there, but it doesn't matter if anybody asks questions. If you can see on your screen that 10 people are there and nobody speaks up, fine. It's no big deal. You know, if you know there's not many people on the call, at the beginning, don't ask for introductions. Okay, so on this call, I know that everybody will say hello. Okay, I know it. I know who's, in fact, I usually, you'll notice sometimes I don't even ask who's on the call with me. The reason I haven't asked usually is because I've got the screen in front of me and I can see that it's just me and Beverly and Elaine. It's too early. Right on the nose, there's nobody on the call but Beverly and Elaine. So I won't ask who's on the call. I might say, hello, Beverly, or I might say, let's just go ahead and get started, and I'll teach on something before I even ask a question. And then by the time I'm ready to open it up for a question, then there's more people on the call. But if nobody participates, it's totally okay. The purpose of this is not participation. The purpose of this is you being available. Well, and the biggest purpose is that you're creating product. You don't even know what you're going to use it for, but you're creating it. Okay. But the second purpose is that you are creating rapport, even with those people who do not participate. And if there's nobody there, go ahead and record it.
Okay.
And I believe the weekly commitment to have that telecall happen will be life-changing for you. I really believe that. And it'll be life-changing for some people on your list.
Okay.
Jeff, did you have something to add here?
I did. I ran into the same kind of thing that she was experiencing with no one speaking up, even with my ongoing group coaching people. But what I did was, I think you had mentioned it way back about always having content. So even for those folks, I have these little mini lessons already planned. And if they're tiny, then I'll just stack several in a class. But what I found is that if no one has any questions up front, I'll jump in to start teaching, and that in and of itself will generate questions. And the other thing that I've done, and it may seem a little underhanded or whatever, I don't believe so, I get lots of questions from people who feel perfectly safe in sending those questions via email. But if you get the same person on the phone, they won't ask the question outright. So what I'll do is when I'm asking for Q&A, I'll make it a point to say, okay, I'm going to check to see who's on the webcast and see if anybody's sent any questions that way. And whether they have or haven't, that's a point where I'll interject or I'll recite a question that somebody sent me that's on topic with what I was just teaching. And often just the whole psychology of this, where people see that other people feel safe in asking questions, will cause them to open up and ask questions as well. So, but I agree, whether somebody asks questions or not, I'm producing content and I create that. But what I did find is that whether people have questions or not, And I've done those Q&A calls where all it is I expected questions and got none. So immediately I start teaching on something, and then I'll ask questions about that. And what I find is that if I do this correctly, by either teaching and asking for questions based on that, or by seeding things with questions that other people have asked, and getting the ball rolling with questions, I can actually invoke people to ask because of the preframe or the psychology that's going on. I don't know if that's helpful or not, but it's actually worked for me. And martial artists can be some of the most conservative, hang back in the corner and just get the answers because they're a lot of times they're evaluating me more than they're trying to learn from me. They want to see if this guy that is teaching actually knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jeff, thank you very much for sharing that. Was that valuable, Lynn?
Yes, because it made me think about the number of questions that I get all the time, and that also could help me with topics is, here's a question that I'm often asked, and then teach on that.
Absolutely.
So that made me think about all the questions I get by email, so that was very helpful. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah, that was very Jeff. I appreciate you jumping in there because that really helps complete this, and I that's what I wanted with this. I jumped on this when we started talking about it. I thought, boy, this is a great teaching opportunity. So let me ask you this, Lynn. Can you feel comfortable doing a weekly 1 hour totally free teleseminar every week and just recording it, not really worrying about what you're going to do with the content until later?
Will I feel comfortable? No. Am I willing to do it? You're asking for a commitment, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I am. Listen, I don't want you to commit to something you're not ready to do yet. Okay. Obviously, we've talked about some other things here for a product funnel. You're already committed to creating some of those products. I just want to leave you with this as something that I believe that you can use. And I certainly encourage you and I encourage others to begin doing. I think every single person on this call should hold a free telecall every week. I really do. Every person on this call, unless you're holding a paid call every week, you should be holding a free telecall every week until the time comes that you're doing a paid telecall. Okay, and then at that point, you have to make a decision. Am I going to continue doing a free one and a paid one, or am I just doing a paid one?